Exodus chapter 1. Now these are the names of the children of Israel, who came into Egypt. Every man and his household came with Jacob: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah; Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin; Dan and Naphtali, Gad and Asher. And all the souls that came out of the body of Jacob were 70 souls, because Joseph was in Egypt already. And Joseph died, and all his brothers, and all that generation. And the children of Israel were fruitful, and increased abundantly, and multiplied, and grew exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. Now there arose up a new king over Egypt, who did not know Joseph. And he said to his people, "Look, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply, and it comes to pass that when war comes, they join also with our enemies, and fight against us, and so escape out of the land." Therefore they set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved because of the children of Israel. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel serve with rigor hard work. And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage, in mortar, and in brick, and in all manner of service in the field. All their service in which they made them serve was with rigor hard work. And the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of the one was Shiphrah, brightness, and the name of the other Puah, glitter. And he said, "When you do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women and see them upon the stools, if it is a son, then you shall kill him, but if it is a daughter, then she shall live." But the midwives feared God, and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the male children alive. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said to them, "Why have you done this thing, and have saved the male children alive?" And the midwives said to Pharaoh, "Because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, because they are lively, and are delivered before the midwives come in to them." Therefore God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied, and grew very mighty. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that he made them houses. And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, "Every son that is born to the Jews you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive." Exodus chapter 2. And there went a man of the house of Levi, and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived, and gave birth to a son 2432 AH, 1610 BC. And when she saw him that he was a handsome child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she made for him an ark of bulrushes, and coated it with slime and with tar, and put the child in it. And she laid it in the reeds by the river's bank. And his sister stood at a distance to see what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the reeds, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and the baby was crying. And she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call to you a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for you?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away, and nurse it for me, and I will give you your wages." And the woman took the child, and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses, drawn out of water, and she said, "Because I drew him out of the water." And it came to pass in those days, when Moses was grown, that he went out to his brothers, and looked upon their burdens, and he spied an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his brothers. And he looked this way and that way, and when he saw that there was no man, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. And when he went out the second day, two men of the Hebrews strove together, and he said to the one that did the wrong, "Why do you beat your fellow?" And he said, "Who made you a prince and a judge over us? Do you intend to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?" And Moses was afraid and said, "Surely this thing is known." Now when Pharaoh heard about it, he sought to kill Moses. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh, and lived in the land of Midian 2472 AH 1570 BC. And he sat down by a well. Now the priest of Midian had 7 daughters, and they came and drew water, and filled the troughs to water their father's flock. And the shepherds came and drove them away, but Moses stood up and helped them, and watered their flock. And when they came to Reuel, friend of God their father, he said, How is it that you have returned so soon today? And they said, An Egyptian delivered us out of the hand of the shepherds, and also drew water enough for us and watered the flock. And he said to his daughters, And where is he? Why is it that you have left the man? Call him, that he may eat bread. And Moses was content to live with the man. And he gave Moses Zipporah, Bird, his daughter, for a wife. And she bore him a son, and he called his name Gershom, stranger in a strange land, because he said, I have been a stranger in a strange land. And it came to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed because of the bondage, and they cried, and their cry came up to God because of the bondage. And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect towards them. Exodus chapter 3. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro his excellence, his father-in-law the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert, and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord Jehovah appeared to him in a flame of fire, out of the midst of a bush, and he looked, and the bush burned with fire, but the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord Jehovah saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Do not draw near, take off your shoes from off your feet, because the place upon which you stand is holy ground. Furthermore, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, because he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord Jehovah said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, because I know their sorrows. And I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land to a good and vast land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now therefore indeed, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppress them. Therefore come now, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said to God, Who am I, that I should go to Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly I will be with you, and this shall be a sign to you, that I have sent you. When you have brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said to God, When I come to the children of Israel, and shall say to them, The God of your forefathers has sent me to you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, This is what you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. And God further said to Moses, This is what you shall say to the children of Israel, the Lord, Jehovah, he who is God of your forefathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations. Go and gather the elders of Israel together, and say to them, The Lord Jehovah God of your forefathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob appeared to me, saying, I have surely visited you, and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. And I have said,